shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And notice that we say news, talk, and entertainment because we do include all of that, and we feel that that's really the what most spoken word talk slash radio slash whatever the hell it is we're doing here, that's what we ought to do. And you know, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And anyway, welcome to the program. And if you missed the first 2 hours, we had Bobby and Steve Dooley on talking about the you know, about their idea to give the legal immigrant the right to drive just with an ID. It's too much of a hassle to get the driver's license. And anyway, you can hear that on our podcast tomorrow on our website, philhendryshow.com. You can also watch our video cast from tonight's show on demand. And to that end, I just want to tell you that we're going to be making available on demand our video casts that will be encoded, if you will, for Apple, iPhone, and iPad. And that will be happening before the summer months. And we're grateful that you guys have been patient with us for that. You know, I looked into this, Bud and Robert, and the idea of, first of all, streaming live, which we do, which people can get on their PCs, and people can get the show on their Blackberries. That's not a problem. We're talking about iPhone and iPad.
Yeah.
And to get that live on your iPhone and iPad is quite an expensive proposition, I find out. As a matter of fact, Major League Baseball, maybe the NFL, not a whole lot of people have got the live streaming option. On demand, on the other hand, we're going to do. So you can, with your iPhone, with your iPad, or whatever Apple device you have, you'll be able to watch our show on demand the next day or whenever you want to watch it.
Yeah, you say that that's on account of most of people watch on demand?
Well, we do find that when it comes to our video cast, there is a very high percentage of people that use it on demand. Yeah, there is a lower percentage of people that watch it live. There's a higher percentage of people that watch it on demand. So that's why we made sort of that executive decision. And we feel it's going to work out very, very well for people who access our website. So please join us at philhendryshow.com with a BSP. And I'm pretty sure you'll be happy with your decision. All right, it's our news and information hour. All kinds of weird stories that we've gotten here. While we were talking about this nonsense having to do with driver's licenses, there have been other stories sort of burning a hole here in our file, and I'm not really sure what I want to get to first.
What about Beyonce and they had that kid?
Yeah, Beyonce and that kid, man.
Who cares, man? Everybody, that's a big story.
Boy, I, you know, if I never see this story again, it'll be too soon, but okay. I don't care about anybody's kid getting born. I don't, you know, that's one of the few things I get excited about in the world. You know that?
Why?
I don't know. I don't give a damn. You know, when someone says we had a baby, unless they're really good friends of mine, like even my godson Joe, who I'm sure is listening right now. Joe, you're a great kid, but when you were born, I couldn't have cared less. I'm joking.
Boy, if he hears that, he'd be pissed off.
I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding, dude. In fact, I remember you, Joe. You, your father and your mother won't tell you this. But when you were a baby, we were all together. A whole gang of us were together down in Newport Beach at some bar. I forget where the hell we were, but we'd just taken the ferry over from, don't laugh, bud, okay?
Yeah, talk about ferry.
A ferry, F-E-R-R-Y. What a baby.
No, man, you want to make everything weird? I just thought it was funny.
F-E-R-R-Y, you child. We'd all taken a ferry over from Balboa Island. We get over here to the peninsula, and we go to this bar. I forget where it was. I do remember that night. It was very funny, Joe, because your dad was there, and he and I were getting a drink, and there was a guy standing at the bar that we got to talking to, and this dude claimed that he did PR for Orville Redenbacher, and the rap that this guy went into was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. He was talking about a photo shoot that they had to do using Mr. Redenbacher. And it was hysterical. But in any event, we sat back at this table. There's a whole group of us, about eight of us, and your mom was holding you, Joe. And you were at that time. Now, Joe now is...
Yeah, how old is he, man?
He's 22. But you, at the time, you were an infant, and your mom was holding you. And I remember your mother said, do you want to hold Joe? And I said, yeah, you know, and everybody did. So she passed you around the table, man. You were passed around that table like you were a bong. I'm kidding.
That's a bad thing to say about a baby.
What? I'm talking to an adult now, okay?
Yeah, but when he's a baby.
It wasn't a bong, man. I was kidding. God. Anyway, I said to Pam, she goes, you know, I like the idea. I want him to be comfortable with people holding him. And you got a great mother, and you got a great dad. Of course, he's my best friend. And Joe, you're a good guy. But, yeah, you're a real second. No, I'm kidding. You're a good guy. The only problem with my godson, Joe, is that he is such a commie, you know.
Yeah, he got a lot of liberal ideas.
What a commie. You, Joe, you and yours will ruin. Anyway, so I gotta suffer these tweets from this guy, man. Every night I go online, I go to Twitter, and there's my godson with all of his commie tweets. Anyway, so when you were born, that was cool. When Katie was born, his sister, that was great. But the news, when they hit the news with this, you know, oh, did you know that so-and-so had a baby? I don't care. And they only start getting interesting when they get older. Like, I was only 11 or 12 or whatever the hell I was when little J.J. Kennedy, little John John, did that little salute when his father's during President Kennedy's funeral. And I thought, well, that's a funny kid. He's giving the salute, right? And then there was the little girl there, too. That was Caroline. And then I lost track of them because I couldn't have cared less. You know, that was a little guy, and the president's dead, and who knows where those people. And the next thing you know, this guy surfaces as a magazine editor and a possible attorney.
And a pilot, and a damn good one, too. And anyway,
you shut up and quit being a smartass.
What are you talking about for? I'm just making a joke.
Your jokes, man. Bongs, pilots.
Yeah, but just the sky looked like the ocean. The sky looks like it's the Bermuda Triangle. Ah!
All right, go ahead, Robert, do it.
I've been waiting for this, man.
What are you going to do? Ah! God, hey, Phil, I got to tell you, I think Robert's gay. Well, you look. Ah!
All right, okay. What does that mean?
He's trying to put his finger.
Hey, man, I'll kick your ass.
Shut up. Every time I got to get something rolling here, bud, just shut up, will you? So, make a long story short, along comes the adult, and you, well, now they're interesting, but as a kid, who cares? I remember when Cher and Sonny, not Cher and Sonny, when I remember when Cher was married to Greg Allman, and they had their kid Elijah Blue. The kid, that's the last I heard about him. They had a baby, his name's Elijah Blue. You're like, oh, that's great, ha ha ha. And then I go along with my life. Years later, Elijah Blue turns up, and he's weird, man. This cat, like, you know, he was just weird, you know. So, and then, I'm not saying he's a bad man. I shouldn't say that, but just, you know, obviously, yeah, he just sort of took a left turn.
Same thing with that Chaz.
Well, all right, Chastity. When Chastity Bono was born, big deal. They had her on the TV show, cute little girl, whatever, whatever. All right, years later, now she's back in the news. What is she? A guy. Okay. The other one that was really funny was when Grace Slick and Paul Kantner of the Jefferson Airplane Band, they had a baby together. And I remember Grace Slick was on a magazine cover holding the kid upside down.
Are you kidding me?
No. And she had a big smile on her face because that was kind of a hippie thing to do. And the kids, they named the kid God. Okay. Years later, years go by, whatever happened to God, I don't know, man, some weird, another weird hippie kid. And it turned out it was China Kantner, and she had a guest spot on MTV.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
I thought she was really good, and I wonder why she didn't stick with is she still in TV? I don't know what the hell happened to China Kantner. I thought she was damn good. But apparently, and rightfully so, she wasn't digging the name God, so she changed her name to China, or maybe they changed it for her, but that... You know, Ms. Kantner, if you're out there, please be advised that the first time I saw you, you were hanging upside down and you had the name God. And kid after kid after kid after kid comes into the world one way, but when we finally get to know them as adults, they're completely different people. Completely. It's like their parents' conception of them and their parents' idea of them had nothing whatsoever to do with reality. So when Beyonce and Jay-Z have this kid named Blue Ivy, which, as you know, is a kind of potted plant. I'm just kidding.
Man, everybody done the jokes, man. You don't have to do any more jokes.
All right, sorry. You know, great. Good luck to you. Good luck to the kid is more the point.
Wait, trying to say they're going to be a bad parent or something?
I'm just saying good luck to the kid is all I'm saying.
What's that mean?
Good luck to the kid is what it means, okay?
Yeah, you're trying to say they're going to be bad parents.
Yeah.
Good luck to the kid. Take that whatever you want to say. However you want that to mean, that's what I just said.
What pretty much means they're going to be bad parents.
No, it doesn't mean that. I'm just saying good luck to the kid. What do you want me to say, good luck to the parents?
Well, I mean, you want the kid to be raised good, right?
Do I want the kid to be raised good for the benefit of society and the world? Yes. Do I think the kid will be raised bad? I'm not going to make that claim. I don't know. But I will say this. I don't give parents the benefit of the doubt anymore. I don't sit there and think that everybody's just so fantastic. You know, have we seen enough horror in our lives, all of us together, to finally be disabused of any notion that parents are just, oh, so marvelous? You know, I take them as I see them, man. I take them on merit. Good parent is a good parent. A bad one is a bad one. I don't want to have anything to do with the bad kind. I don't want to be at their house. I don't want to know them. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to know their kid. You know, it's horrible. Because, look, man, I'm going to be in a position someday, if I befriend a bad, I'm going to be in a position someday of having to call the cops on them. Because that's just, you know, I know how I am. So, you somebody has a baby, and I say good luck to the baby. So Beyonce and Jay-Z, they set up a Tumblr account dedicated to their beautiful baby girl. It includes their the greatest Kodiak moments you could ever think of. The little lady, who has already made music history, is in the process of having her name trademarked and was creatively honored and represented by her mother through blue nail polish. And this little baby finally has a face. She's a very, very pretty girl, and she is the newest born. But
so you don't get excited about nobody baby anymore.
Why, man? What's to get excited about? You know?
Everybody gets excited when you say, oh, you know, Mazel Tov and all that jazz.
Yeah. But the only babies that get born that anybody really feels anything for are babies that are born to, like, your siblings, babies that are born to your family, babies that are born to your friends. I get very excited, but I don't give a damn about babies that are born out there in the world that happen to be born to famous people. And I'll say, good luck to the kid. Nothing against you, Mr. Z, or your wife. I would say this no matter who the individual, good luck to the kid, you know.
But at least they didn't name him God.
Well, that's true. At least you didn't name the kid God. And it's a her.
Well, then they couldn't name him God.
It's a her, man. And why couldn't they name her God?
Because God's man.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, you couldn't name a little girl God because God's a man. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show in our News and Information Hour. Stick around. And don't forget PhilHenryShow.com.
Baby. The Phil Henry Show.
Everybody know God a man.
Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. You know, Dan and I were just having a conversation, which I know you guys don't approve of.
Well, you talk about how you don't even want to congratulate nobody.
Look it, man. I'm going to put it out as plain as I can, okay?
Go ahead, man. Lay it off. But I'll tell you right now, not even want to congratulate a man.
Oh, look. I'm not going to say, if a guy has a baby and he's a friend of mine or anybody else, congratulations. But the real congratulations should come when the kid hits 18 and hasn't been in a jail cell, hasn't knifed anybody, and I'm not blaming the kid, you know. I'm saying the kid hits 18 and is either that or I congratulate the kid. See, you know, there are people to congratulate at a certain point with the birth of a human being, but it ain't necessarily the parents, and it ain't necessarily when the kid's born.
So you're saying you congratulate the kid?
Yeah, in some cases, I wouldn't congratulate the parents. I'd congratulate the kid for negotiating 18 years with alcoholics, child abusers, criminals, the scum of the earth. Yeah, you better believe I'd congratulate the kid if he was able to get through that in the semblance of one piece. But hey, that's not very likely. I mean, you've heard it said. My voice joins the chorus. You know, I can't believe some people that have kids. I can't believe the quality of human being is it any wonder? You know, we look at the world around us and we are shocked at what happens. We're shocked at what we see. But we shouldn't be, because you know as well as I do the types of people that are having kids. I shouldn't talk this way because Beyonce and Jay-Z had a kid. I'm not saying those two people may be married for 50 years and they may be the best parents in the world. You know, it just so happens that with the birth of their child, celebrity births is on the table. And I can't get thrilled about that. Because I know from experience the celebrity birth itself and the person that winds up becoming the person is just two different, completely separate things, you know. And I'm not saying they're necessarily bad people, but they are not what the parents want them to be. Chastity Bono is anything but Chastity Bono. Elijah Blue is anything but, you know, chip off the old block. And so it goes, right? And even then, you know, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson started out one way, man, and he wound up a different way, and then he wound up another way, and then he wound up another way.
Yeah, he went through like four or five different changes.
Who, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, the guy, first of all, he started out dark, then he got lighter. Then
I ain't talking about that, man. I'm talking about his music.
What about the skin texture?
Oh, forget that, will you, man? We got enough jokes about that. Anyway, let's get off this kick, man. It's bumming me out. It depresses me. I don't like talking about babies. I just don't dig it. It bums me out.
Why?
It just does, man. I just feel bad for them. I feel bad for, like, half the kids in the world I feel bad for. Isn't that terrible? Maybe I'm, like, depressed. Maybe I need electroshock or something, man.
Maybe you do, man. I mean, that's kind of a bummed out way to look at life.
I just feel bad for kids, man. I just feel bad for them. You know, and I'll tell you what, I mean, when I look at my friend, I look at my, like I was telling you, my godson, Joe, I love him, and I know his parents very well, because his father's my best friend. I've known Pam, his mother, since she and Don got married. I know Katie, I know the family, I know them all, man. They're like my second family. And I know the kind of guy Joe is. He's a terrific guy. He was raised by great people. And I have nothing but admiration for those parents. I know exactly the quality of those people. And Don, I know, when I was growing up with him, man, he didn't have anything. I mean, they came out of nothing, man. They had the electricity cut off every other month. The water was cut off every other month. I mean, they had no money. So as a result, Joe, your father has turned into a real cheap creep. Now,
boy, that's terrible.
I'm kidding around. Well, I'm not kidding, but, you know.
Yeah, I bet he's cheap, man. Why? What would it be? Coming from all of that.
Why don't you swallow before you say anything?
Will you knock it off? I'm kidding. You know, your dad is a generous man as far as it goes. Now, no, he's a great guy. So, you know the good people and you know the bad people. And you know, oh, man, this is going to be bad, man. And then the other thing is, there's some kids that are raised in just the most despicable conditions, and they turn out to be quality human beings. And some kids are raised in the best homes and they turn out to be serial murderers. What does that tell us? It tells us that it isn't all environment, that it's also what they call nature. Psychologists have this term, nature and nurture. And that means part of it is the way the brain is wired coming into the world, and part of it is the way you raise the kid. If the brain is wired wrong, meaning there's a biochemical imbalance, everybody's different, or there's a brain injury, you could have a kid that is raised in the, you know, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, and yeah, it's Rebecca, all right. Rebecca just went out and carved up a bunch of school kids.
Hey. Way to go, Mr. Henry. You totally destroyed that book for thousands of kids out there.
There's thousands of kids shouldn't be awake. We'll come right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Speaking of destroying it for thousands of kids, no murder charges for a former Tournament of Roses director. Well, that's good news. We'll have that and other stories here on a world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and our website, philhendryshow.com. And just a minor itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny little plug here, because I think I've already told the BSPs, haven't I?
About what?
About the...
I don't know, man. You said no. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have, because I said I know the name. I told him the name of the show. I didn't know the date. So I have told the BSPs that we're going to do a couple of episodes of New Girl on Fox, and we're going to shoot next week. And I don't know how many days, but I know that we're going to do two episodes. So we're excited about that. And we are, for those of you who are BSPs and members, guys, just go to our website. We're going to get, we're going to, number one, get some pictures, you know, as we did when we were doing This Is 40, and I think we got a picture with Ed O'Neill when we did the show Married with Children, Modern Family.
Married with Children, that daughter show he's on.
Yeah, I know, and they were terrific people, just had such a great time. But we'll get some photographs from our day there, and we'll update the website so you join us. And we're going to do an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And we're going to do the Ask Me Anything on Reddit the day we're on set. So when we find out, for instance, that we are...
What's that?
Well, hold on, bud. When we find out...
I'll tell you what it is.
Robert, will you hang on, man? I'll tell him. When we find out when we have a break, we will give you a heads up on Twitter or someplace, and then you go over to Reddit, and an Ask Me Anything, an AMA, is literally that, Ask Me Anything, and you guys can go over there and ask me anything. My understanding is Woody Harrelson did an AMA, and it was a train wreck because apparently he went on there and said, okay, ask me anything, and he answered only like three questions or something, and that was it. Then he split because somebody asked him some question that was, you know, he didn't want to answer, and there were like 9 billion questions piled up for, did you hear about this?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Alex was telling me. So we're going to do one. We're going to do it next week. We'll do it from... you know, from the shoot of New Girl, and Ask Me Anything is when you go over to Reddit, and literally you can ask me any question you want. So it's a very sadistic, possibly a masochistic exercise. Who knows where it will go and how weird it'll be, but that's what we will do, and I wanted to give you a heads up on that. It's an AMA, Ask Me Anything at Reddit, and that'll be next week. Okay, thanks for being with us tonight, guys. Okay, so no murder charges for a former Tournament of Roses director. What in the hell? The Tournament of Roses, you know, is the Rose Parade. They have that out here in Pasadena. Well, that's the Tournament of Roses is the overall fun tournament. So you have a Rose Parade and you have a Rose Bowl game.
There any other kind of rose thing?
Yeah. I don't think there is, but there might be.
No, there's a Rose Parade. There's a Rose Bowl.
They're like a rose...
What about a rose fashion show or something?
No, they ain't got no rose fashion show. They have a Rose Bowl, a rose parade.
About like a rose sale.
Yeah, that's true. They'll have a rose sale.
You mean what do you mean a rose sale? A sale on roses? It's ridiculous.
No. Like a sailboat.
Like a sailboat.
A rose sale? That's the most stupid thing. Where?
The Pacific Ocean? Wow.
Okay, bud.
God, man. You know, you never heard of the...
There is an ocean out there, man.
I know that. Pasadena's inland. What the hell are you talking about, a rose sale? They have a rose parade, a rose bowl.
What about like a rose race or the Rose 500 or something like that?
Even if they ain't got one, it sounds like a good idea.
Why don't you just forget it, all right? I think these people know what they're doing.
Apparently not. This guy got arrested for murder.
I'm talking about the Rose... Get out of here. In any event, prosecutors declined on Friday, that would be just yesterday, to file murder charges against a longtime Tournament of Roses official, saying there isn't enough evidence against the man to support charges. Los Angeles County Sheriff's detectives arrested Richard Allen Manecki, age 71, earlier this week on suspicion of the 2004 killing of Donna Lee Kelly, who was 59 years of age at the time of her death. Kelly was found dead in the trunk of her car in Pasadena. Detectives questioned Manecki in the case, but did not arrest him until this week. Sheriff's investigators collected DNA evidence from Kelly's body, apartment, and car, but the case went cold after they found no matches in federal and state DNA databases. Detectives took another look at the case and used grant funds to test Manecki's genetic material. The test led investigators to arrest him in connection with Kelly's killing, but now there's no charges. The charges are, there will be no charges. So we got to find out more about this.
Why?
Because they arrested him after they tested the genetic material. Do you understand? It says here they took another look at the case and they used grant funds to test this guy Manecki's genetic material. That test led investigators to arrest him in connection with the Kelly killing. Well, they couldn't be more clear.
You're saying that the DNA matched?
Well, what else does it mean?
I don't get you.
Yeah, I'm not following.
Are you guys stupid or something?
What? You're just talking about the guy's genetic material.
I'm telling you, the cops said that they took another look at the case. They used grant funds. Apparently, the city of Pasadena or whoever, the L.A. sheriff, wouldn't bust loose with the money. So they had to find the money to test this guy's genetic material. Well, what the hell do you think that means?
I guess like,
just urine test or something.
Yeah.
Urine test? How about DNA?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
God. So they test the DNA. You following me?
Yeah.
That led investigators to arrest him in connection with Kelly's killing. That test led investigators to arrest Manecki in connection with Kelly's killing.
I don't follow.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick somebody's ass here in about 5 seconds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bud, if it says that they tested the guy's genetic material and the test led them to arrest him in connection with Kelly's killing,
then maybe the genetic material matched what was found at the crime scene?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay, forget it. You know what? I think you guys are messing with me. You can't be that dumb. I mean, I know you're dumb. God knows you're dumb. God knows you guys break all kinds of records for dumb, but you can't be that dumb.
You just haven't made your case very clear.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good, but there's a reasonable doubt in my mind as to, you know, whether... That's just like, it's a doubt, and I think it's reasonable.
Yeah, me too.
Why don't you guys go watch some more court TV or whatever that stuff is?
There ain't no court TV no more. It's called True TV.
Whatever. Here is an interesting story from outer space. I can't believe you guys. Are you trying to tell me that didn't make any sense to you, huh?
There's a reasonable doubt.
Oh, get out of here with a reasonable doubt. I'm not in a courtroom. I'm talking about these cops busting this guy. I don't see how they can arrest a guy saying that the test of the genetic material led them to arrest the guy, and there's not going to be any murder charges. What the hell's going on? There's got to be some explanation. We've got to know. Who screwed up? I've got to know, in the words of Howard Cosell. Now, this disgusting story, which continues and never will end, L.A. public school officials are working with sheriff detectives to determine whether other school children were victims of alleged teacher sexual misconduct at Miramonte Elementary School in Los Angeles. This is a story that broke last week, folks, and I think it was actually maybe late the week before, but all last week it has just gotten more gruesome, more offensive, more enraging, more of everything bad. The L.A. Unified School District has also set up hotlines for parents to call with additional information about the school where the two teachers have been charged with felony lewd acts on pupils. Now, you know, they fired everybody from those schools.
I heard that they got suspended.
They're fired. Now, I don't know what that means. When I say fired, are they going to find him other job? I don't know. But they have just basically cleaned everybody out of that school, and I totally concur, and I endorse, and I applaud the move. I mean, when you've got one teacher, maybe, you find two, you might as well assume that the whole place stinks. The whole place is rotten right down to the foundation. Clear everybody out of there. And I hope they, and I'm going to tell you something else, folks, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope and pray that I'm wrong. You know, it's been centuries and centuries, thousands and thousands of years. I mean, this is the first time that the human race has gotten together as one big family because of the communication ability that we have and has looked at this thing called child abuse, sexual abuse of children. It's the first time in history. And I don't think we're aware of this. I don't think we're aware of this. But, you know, if you take a step back, this is the, and believe me, I know. This is the first time in the history of the human race that as a human family, we've all taken a step back and said, holy God, what is going on? Now, the Catholic priest thing was the beginning. Oh, sure, we had the McMartin trial back in the 80s, and a lot of stutter starts. We had a lot of panic. We had a lot of hysteria. We had a lot of stupidity. The McMartins weren't guilty of anything. But it was the beginning of a fear that, my God, there's something that's very widespread here. Well, then our worst fears were validated when we found out that one of the most trusted institutions in the world, the Catholic priesthood, was guilty of this kind of evil against kids. And that opened up our eyes, and that got the ball rolling, I think, in a sensible way. We didn't go down the McMartin road of lynching people and burning them at the stake. But now we have this school teacher thing that pops up every now and again across the country. And I'm telling you right now, if the Catholic priests, if this thing could have been widespread among Catholic priests, are you kidding me? School teachers? What's to stop someone who has a sickness this way from becoming a school teacher, from taking a look and saying, oh, my God, this is beautiful. Nothing but little kids. What the hell? This is a no-brainer. Are you telling me that only priests, anybody that has full-time access to kids, and by that I mean their full-time job is dealing with children, any profession with full-time access to children, I'm not saying we need to go on a witch hunt. I'm simply saying we need to prepare ourselves because I don't see any reason to doubt that there's more on the way and that ultimately this is going to be a good thing because we got to get this. This has got to get out on the table, man. You know.
Well, how many do you think there is?
I don't know, man, but it's got to get out on the table. We got to put it all out on the table. We got to clean this up and clean it up now. And let there be no doubt that there is no abiding this stuff, that anybody that's involved with this or anybody that's protecting somebody that's... You better get it out on the table now, Jack. I don't... If there's a school system out there that, well, you know, we'll move the guy down the street and why don't we do this, why don't we do that? I don't care who they are or what they are. I would just give you some advice, man. You better just start opening up the files and open up the books, and everybody needs to see what you got. If you've been moving teachers around, if you didn't report this, you didn't report that, you're going to get your ass handed to you eventually because people are just not putting up with this now. And there was almost a riot down here last week.
Yeah, there are a lot of those people. They want to have a media there.
Well, you know... I don't blame them for not letting the media in. There was one parent that was going crazy, and he was saying, let the media in. They're the only people that could protect you. Well, no. You know, what we want to do is we want to guard against hysteria, and we want to get the clear facts out, and we got to get to know what the hell's going on. And but there were a lot of pissed off people down there last week, man. I mean, they were ready for blood. And, you know, a testament to them that they let cooler heads prevail. They went in, they met with the district, and the district told them what's going on, and I believe that they were reassured. They got rid of everybody. That school is essentially, I don't even know if that school is going to be operating anymore. There's going to be prosecutions. There's going to be depositions. These children are, you know, how much this has been going on now, this current epidemic, if you will, since the Catholic priest thing in the late 1990s, the early 2000s. Now we're moving into this. I mean, this is a problem that has not been looked at with the cold, hard eyeball of reality forever, man. You know, so
they better open up the books and see what's going on.
Yeah, man. Like your books.
Yeah, your books.
No, your books.
All right, shut up. Your books. All right, well, so that's my big speech of the night.
Well, yeah, it's pretty important and everything, Mr. Henry, but hey, what are you doing? You're touching my leg.
I'm going to belt you. All right, we'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show. And we got some other legal news here. What the hell is this, bud? What is this story? The White Clay lawsuit. Four beer stores in White Clay. I don't know what this means. We'll get back to it. And a man who was found guilty of plotting to kill the president. And other good news. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here on this Saturday morning. Don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, our video cast of our local KFI Los Angeles show. Phil
Truth
Henry Show.
He's our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. That's our number. We don't have time for phone calls, but that's the call-in. That's our call-in line here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and, of course, online at philhenryshow.com. If you're watching us on Phil TV and HD right now, behind me is our homepage, and you'll see a number of different stories there. There's our log. I say our log, but by that I mean our show log. From last night. And you'll also see there a couple of show logs. We also have Phil History Month, and we did give away a shot glass on for Phil History Month yesterday the night before's pre-show. And the question was, where does April Bozell go to school? And the correct answer was CK Corona Middle School. And one of our backstage pass members by the name of Dormant Rage was the winner.
Well, I wonder what that means, Dormant Rage.
It's probably something that we don't want to get to know any more than we have to. All right. Just a couple of more. One final story. I'm sorry, folks. I don't want to offend anybody. I know we have a great many people who politically, you listen to talk radio. You want to make sure that your host has the right views. CPAC, you know, whatever. But I will tell you this, and you mark my words. You want to go with Santorum, that's great. You want to go with Gingrich, that's great. I don't care. But if the Republicans come with another conservative candidate, or strongly conservative, or a guy that's planned to the, however it's perceived, they're not going to win. Obama will win the election. Guaranteed. Now, I've been wrong before, so I can say guaranteed and not really care, because I know what to do when I'm wrong.
What do you do?
I say I was wrong. On Friday, the Republican presidential race shrank to the size of a hotel ballroom. Three top contenders made pitches to conservative activists gathered in Washington, each man hoping that a speech could unite a movement that months of campaigning had not. Well, it couldn't. But each candidate received loud ovations as he battled for the energized core of the Republican electorate. Former Senator Rick Santorum stressed his ideological purity. His ideological purity may be fine, but What makes them think the mass of American people are going to vote for them? In other words, people that are not Republican and not conservative and not even Democrat. Maybe that all famous and all important independent voter. All right. So when you talk about I'm ideologically pure conservative, I'm not saying that you need to be careful because the progressives and the liberals aren't going to like you. No one cares about them either. I mean, they're about as interesting as the conservatives are, which means not much at all. We're talking about the mainstream, middle-of-the-road people. And I noticed my mustache looks weird, bud. Could you go get me some of the that mustache comb?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So it says here, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the hobbled frontrunner still struggling to stop conservatives from turning to the other two, talked about his experience. The hobbled frontrunner, meaning he lost, I think, the last three primaries. They were not as big as Florida or as big and important as Pennsylvania, some of these things, but nonetheless, in what could be one of his most important speeches due to the critical role played by party conservatives, Romney said he'd been living the ideals of the right for decades as a businessman and severely conservative governor in a liberal state. I know conservatism, Romney said, repeating the word or its variants 24 times in his speech because I've lived conservatism or its variants.
Yeah, conservatism.
Conservatism, huh?
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. Conservatism, conservatizality.
Oh, yeah, that's real good, man, conservatizality.
All right, well, something. But he used the variants 24 times. Good luck to you there, Mr. Romney, Governor Romney, Senator Santorum, Mr. Speaker. And good luck with your third marriage, and I'm just kidding. And good luck to us all, and God bless us all. I'm Tiny Tim. Hey, by the way, we'll see you tonight on our KFI videocast for our local Los Angeles show. Thanks to all of our great affiliates. Thanks to you. Thanks to me. Don't forget, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is online at philhendryshow.com, so you get your backstage pass. And take a look at this there as well as all of our archives. We'll see you guys either tonight or Monday. Till then, Dick Clark, so long.
Phil Hendry.